Blog Talk Radio.
Heavenly Father, how honored we are, Lord, just to be able to call your name. We dare not approach you without saying, forgive us for all of our sins. Sins of commission, things we have done, the sins of omission, the things that we haven't done.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
Lord, look on the efforts of those who have trespassed against us, those who have messed up around us. We forgive, Lord, and we just look to you and we enter into your gates with thanksgiving.
Yes.
Into your court with praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we exalt you. We esteem you.
Yes, yes, yes.
We extol thee, God. We lift you up.
Thank
higher
you.
Than any man, any woman, anything, anybody on this earth.
Yes, Lord.
But there's only one true living God. You've proven yourself so many times to be alive, not only
yes, Lord.
Now, but forevermore.
My
through
God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for how you gave Jesus the assignment to come all the way from heaven down
yes.
through 42 generations.
Thank you, Jesus.
Made it here to this earth. Was born, raised on this earth, and was God-man. He is man and God at the same time. Thank you for how he rose up and healed the sick and raised the dead.
Yes, yes.
Thank you for how you gave him the assignment when no animal blood would do.
Thank you.
To go to Calvary and give his own blood.
Oh, God, thank you.
Every person on this prayer line. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Then how they accused him falsely. And he took it. How they scourged him, whipped him. Oh, my God. With leather and with lead mixed in with it to rip skin off his back. But he just stayed there and hung and went through all of it. He hung, bled, and died for all of us in the name of Jesus. And when he died, they put him in a bar tomb. He stayed there. Few nights, Friday night, Saturday night, but Sunday morning he got up with all power in his hands so we might have the right to the tree of life, eternal life.
Yes.
Because of Jesus, we're here this morning to give praise and to give
yes.
honor. We glory in Christ.
Thank you.
Thank you for all things, Lord.
Thank you.
We pray that you save people everywhere. Save our family members. Save
yes.
our mother, father, sisters, brothers.
Thank you.
Save our nieces, nephews. The beloved grandchildren, grandchildren.
Oh, God.
Thank you for it. Heavy, heavy load. Oh, God. Happiness in our families and churches, wisdom, direction, and guidance from you, a greater anointing, and enlarge our territory. Bless, bless, bless everywhere. Touch, touch, touch everywhere. Give us, Lord, you're the saints' blessings worldwide.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Lord, supply all of our needs.
Yeah, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
The financial. Strata here on this earth, Lord.
In your name, Lord.
So that your people might have the funds to finance your kingdom
yes.
and to be a blessing to the work of the Lord. We pray these things in the name of Jesus. Everything I'm asking, Jesus, I'm asking in your name. Of God. The glory of God. Thank you for it. And I want to thank you. From my heart, Lord, because I know it's done. Because I know the promise, Jesus. Whatever I would bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever I would loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. And I loose blessings upon this people everywhere. I loose financial blessings. God, give us the reports of what you've done. Now, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank
you, thank
you.
Thank you, Lord, for all things. Glory in you. Thank you for the wonderful, ultra awesome weekend we had. We thank you.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Bless. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. And for the glory of God. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. And good morning to all of you. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
And we just praise God for you. Amen. God is good, isn't he? I said God is good, isn't he?
All the time.
Mm-hmm. God is good.
All the time.
God is good. God is good. Thank
God bless y'all. Some of y'all are not morning people, I can tell that. But thank God. We're up praising him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Sunday morning. Amen. Amen. God is blessing already.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Praying for you this week.
Thank you, Lord.
God will give you a multitudinous blessing in your life.
Holy hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank
Let's
you,
go
Lord.
To God and wake
thank
up here
you.
And all area codes. Can you wake up and
hallelujah.
Praise him at 6 o'clock in the morning? All of
thank
you.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Area code 816-847-8225-616.
Jesus.
801, everyone. 571-913-910. Let's wake up and give him our salute this morning.
Hallelujah.
If God
yes.
has uh-huh. to you, and your name wasn't on the death list, I give
you
Bless you.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Take care of them. Holy worthy, God. You're so worthy.
Thank you, Lord.
So worthy.
Jesus.
So worthy.
Jesus. All of
oh,
Lord.
God. Thank you,
God, for all of the praise.
Thank you,
and
my man. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Holy Ghost
thank
is on this line.
Thank you.
And let's just say, welcome, Holy Ghost, take over, please.
Welcome,
I'm going to help you.
Welcome, Holy Ghost, take over.
Take over. Take over.
Take over, Lord.
Take over. Take over, Holy Ghost.
Yeah, when you ask, come in, take over.
Put them
down. Do it. Amen. God bless all of you. Had a wonderful weekend. My God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I had a great weekend. The Lord blessed in such an ultra awesome way. My ultra phenomenal way. And we'll tell you all about it. The Lord bless you and keep you. Yeah, I want to thank God for all of you who are on the prayer line. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for all.
Thank you, Lord.
Who have come to help us on the front line. All of the bishops, pastors, superintendents, and elders, all of them. Amen, God. We thank God for you and you. And thank God for, Elder Strotter, Pastor Strotter, Pastor Williams. I don't know if he's here, but we thank God for him anyway. Thank God for, Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer, and Dr. Mary Lacey, and Dr. Stern, and for our special sister, Deaconess Gina Hodges, amen. Of course, we thank God for Ambassador Julie Hagan, who introduced us so wonderfully every time. Thank God for her. And for all of you, but thank God for Prophet Estet and for my 94-year-old mother, Ellie Johnson. Amen. For all of the pastors, elders, all of you. Yeah, thank God for Elder Coates, for Elder Davis. God bless all of you. Last but not least, I want to thank God for Lady Betty. Amen. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Appreciate all of you on this prayer line. If I forgot anybody, I'll be back and I'll get you. The Lord bless you and keep you. Amen. We appreciate everything that you've done. My words are not inadequate. Rather, they are inadequate to really thank you enough for all the things you've done. But just let me be a man. Sometimes men don't do things like, especially like women, but we just say thank you and we appreciate you.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you so very much. God bless you. Amen. All of you on the prayer line here, I want my sisters to get ready. Amen. Hold my arms up this morning if you would. Just asking him. Asking it shall be given. And, oh my God. Hallelujah. Thank God. I want to hear some of these praise reports we've had teaching, and we're going to have some more teaching tomorrow at Arkansas Day with Prophet Stitt. Amen. But some of our sisters, y'all can take it this morning and lift my arms up. I got so sleepy on yesterday. I walked in the house, I almost went to sleep before I got to the bed. So I got a lot of things on me, more than first fruits, amen. But Mother Johnson, we're gonna be phenomenal. We're gonna be tremendous. Don't worry about it. Yeah, I want to welcome all those who are coming from the blog line worldwide, amen. And of course, I want to welcome those who are coming through GMAP. And Estrada, are you there? If you're so, identify GMAP for us this morning, and we'll move on. And then. I want Ambassador Hagan to identify the blog line. Tell us where we're coming from. All right, Elder Strada, are you there this morning? Did you make it this morning? All right. Are you there? Pastor Strada? All right, God bless you. Ambassador Hagan, identify the blog line.
Praise the Lord. Yes, can you hear me? Praise the Lord.
I hear you now.
God bless you. Good morning, Dr. Johnson, and to Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, to everyone that's on the line. We're coming. We're broadcasting live. We're in the studio from the Blog Talk Radio. And we can be reached in the studio directly by you dialing our call-in number. The number is 347-934-0207. And we're being heard all over the world, in all of the countries and continents, Africa, Russia, Asia, Italy, Spain, and you name it. And it's a worldwide platform for an international ambassador and for all of you who are joining us worldwide. God bless. Back to you, sir.
Thank you so much. Again, let me check. Is Pastor Strada, are you on the line this morning? All right, he'll be on a little later on. Let's move on. Thank God for all you listening by the blog. I understand there are millions. And we appreciate you being here. Hopefully we can say something and pray something that will be a blessing to your life. And Father, I pray that the blessings would fall on our blog line and that the anointing would take over and touch them in Jesus' name. Anybody sick, anybody in trouble, fix it, Lord, and heal them, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I want to get a lot of praise reports today. Let's begin. One of our assistants. How about you, Dr. Stern? Could you take that for us?
Yes, I will, Dr. Johnson. I'm here this morning. Praise the Lord. Rest, Dr. Johnson. Praise God. That's what the Spirit is saying, rest. Amen. Praise God. Good morning, First Fruit Prayer Line. Good morning. Oh, my God, what an awesome weekend. I know I had in the Lord, and I know the Lord was all over the face of the earth because it was his day. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to start out with an awesome praise report. Amen. I wasn't on the line on Friday because I was in the city of Chicago. And an awesome crusade with Apostle Richard Daniel Hinton, who is my overseer. And I thank God that I was there because I had such a wonderful time in service. I saw many people got healed, delivered. Amen. And I left on live. I command you to live. And I came back to my own back home on Saturday. My husband had to speak to a service on early Saturday morning, and I got blessed again about talking about the things we ought to remember. Amen. And one of them was standing out strong, and that was the Holy Ghost. And then I came back on yesterday in my own service. I praise and honor God for that we had another awesome resurrection service. Oh, my God. I just feel with the Spirit of the Lord of all these services that the Lord prepared for us on the face of the earth. And I honor God for that. And then we went back to Chicago on Sunday evening. My husband's mother turned 85 years old, and I honor God for that. And all the family met together and gathered together and celebrated her and the Lord at the same time. I thank God for all the blessings. That's a lot in a weekend, but thank God that I was well enough to attend. And I know that there is someone else on the praise that have a praise report as well. And tag along with that, my husband is out of that hospital shoe, and he's back in his own shoes.
Amen.
And shouting praise in the Lord. So that's a praise report for me.
Amen.
Because,
Lord,
on in that shoe, I had to, you know, we have to lead and guide them, and I do all the driving and everything. So I'm praising God for release. Amen. Praise God for that. Amen. So if there's anyone else, amen, on the prayer line this morning that has a praise report, you're on the line.
Good morning. God bless everyone on the prayer line this morning. God bless our leaders, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and God bless you, Dr. Stearns, for such a wonderful praise report. Thank God for you and your family. I'm thanking God this morning because we had such an awesome service on yesterday. It was just more than awesome. The Lord stepped in, blessed, healed, and delivered. Souls even came to Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Souls were saved on yesterday. And when one young lady came up for prayer, I didn't know her. And after the service was over, a gentleman come to me and he said, "I want you to know you prayed this the prayer for her that was definitely needed." He said, "And the way you did it was definitely needed." He said, "You just don't know this young lady." He said, "But I've heard her testimony and I know." He said, "And everything, the way you did it to draw her in was," and I said, "Well, to God be the glory. Praise God for his wisdom and his knowledge." And thanking God for another Resurrection Sunday. Praise God for his blessings. God bless everyone.
God bless you, Dr. Pfeiffer. We thank God for you on this morning. That awesome test of praise report from the Lord. Amen. Anyone else this morning have a praise report?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's Mother Johnson.
Mother Johnson.
I've listened to your praise report, Dr. Stern. I'm thanking God that he brought your companion through. And the lady just got through praise report. I thank the Lord for her. But I tell you, I had a holy week last week. Oh, I'm telling you, that last week was the best that I ever tried to live in my whole life. I tell you, we had service yesterday. And I tell you, I just thank God. Oh,
amen.
God is so good. And he's so merciful. And we didn't never have a praise before we called him. It would be pitiful. But I thank God we have sunshine just like we have rain.
Ooh,
and
yes.
I thank you, praise him for every time that I have sunshine. And I know he's going to bring me through the rain. Because when they say when the praise go up, that blessing comes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Everything.
Amen. It's so good to hear you, Mother Johnson, and our mothers. Amen. Enjoying the Lord. Amen. And that's what it's all about. God bless you on this morning. Now, will there be another praise report this morning?
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise report, this, you're on the line.
This is Sister Jerry. And I'm just thanking God for a blessed weekend myself. We had such a sunshiny day and no snow and rain. And it was just a blessing. And also, I have a new guest online with us this morning, Edith Magnite. I guess she should be on the line.
All right. God bless you, Sister Mother Jerry. And we thank God, and I can agree with you. We had a beautiful, sunshiny weekend, and yesterday was just awesome. Are your guests on the line? We certainly want to greet her. It is a her. We want to greet her. And the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we want to make her welcome to the First Fruit Prayer Line, first-time caller. Amen. If you're on the line, we certainly would like for you to say good morning or say something to us this morning so we can grace you, your presence. Amen. You're on the line. What's her name?
Edith Magnite.
Sister Magnite, good morning. This is the First Fruit Prayer Line, and we're giving you a chance to say good morning. And if you have a praise report, we greet you this morning. Amen. And you are on the line. Well, maybe she don't want to say anything, but I hope she heard us.
She is calling me back now.
Okay, maybe sometime they don't want to say anything, and if she does, just jump in there. Amen. And we will allowed her. I will put it in the hands of Dr. Johnson. Did you hear from her yet?
No, she's calling me back. Let me go to her.
All right, I'm going to move on. I know Dr. Johnson's spirit. Good morning, First Fruit Prayer Line. Again, we're here this morning. We will address that. Amen, as they connect together with one another. If it's another praise report, you're on the line, and we want to hear what God has done for you since the...
God bless you, First Fruit Prayer Line. This is Sister Gina in Kansas. And my, What a time we had, an amazing grace on yesterday. The Lord started out first thing yesterday morning with the intercessory prayer. We went into Sunday school, morning service. The kids were so beautiful. Lady Betty did a program with the little kids, six and under. Then the older kids, a lot of those that you hear on the First Fruit prayer line, they were each given 2 minutes to tell what it meant to them if he hadn't gotten up. And my goodness, you all, with parent, once I get the parental consent, I will post it on the First Fruit prayer line page. But those little kids delivered on yesterday, some of them were weeping. Mother Johnson always tells them you overcome by your testimony. Then our pastor got up and wrapped it up with his resurrection message, and he did from A to Z. That, too, will be posted on First Fruit page. But, my God, the Lord showed up, showed out. Souls were delivered or reclaimed. Afterwards, we had a wonderful dinner, and I thank God for the fellowship and the time we had at Amazing Grace on yesterday. God bless each and every one of you.
God bless you, Gina. Praise the Lord. It's just so good to hear how others celebrated Jesus, and that's what it's all about, because he is deserving of every praise. Amen. Anyone else with a praise report this morning? If I were you, I would jump in there and let people know what I did on my Resurrection Sunday. Amen. If you're there, you're on the line.
Good morning. This is Mother Digby 708. I thank the Lord for all of his goodness. We had beautiful service on Sunday, had beautiful service on Friday night. We had the Lord suffer, and we had feet washing, and we just had a beautiful time. And on Sunday, we had a young man who had been in service and had been through a lot of changes, but his mother just held on to him. And yesterday, he came up and wanted to be saved, and I just thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness.
Well, praise the Lord. That's a good praise report when souls get saved. Amen. That's a good victory on the end. Amen. And I certainly, amen,